Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess who I am? Yes, you all know I'm Rusty. Morning, noon, and night. Yes, 24 hours a day, 45 years in a row, still Rusty. Today was absolutely stellar weather in comparison to what we had the other day. For those of you who follow me on my social media, you know that I got to stare out my kitchen window, sipping on my coffee, watching every cent of my 8-foot fence fly away into the yards of other people, and watching shingles fly off my roof, and there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. And for someone like me who has to have control, it was very difficult. But I was not going to be Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. That tornado ripped through my yard twice. And, we got yard cleanup. It happens. When you live in the tropics, anything can happen. And then I had a 4-foot huge snake crawling across my driveway. So kind of paranoid right now about what might be living under my car, since everything's been kind of uprooted with this tornado that passed through. As some of you know who pay attention to Hallmark and things like that, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I couldn't even believe it myself. How does time fly so fast? You know, I remember being a kid lying on my back in the grass, usually getting bit by red ants because for whatever reason I'm a magnet to those piles, and it just happens. And wondering when school was going to start because I was so bored out of my mind. Couldn't handle it. I was so bored. Now time goes by so fast, I'm actually looking into nursing homes. That's how fast time is flying for me. Crazy. 2022 is coming around the corner. And what is going to inspire you? What's going to motivate you? What are you going to do next year that's going to be exciting, fun, and liberating? What things are you going to let go of, cut? What things are you going to challenge yourself to do better or to do less of? These are all the wonderful things that everybody thinks about because there's that funny thing called New Year's resolution that seems to be a very popular short start in every year. Most of us do that resolution list January 1st. We're going to do it. We're going to make these huge changes. And then by the time March comes around, we've fizzled out of that process. I don't know. Being human is a lot of fun. Large sacks of water floating on a molten lava rock, swirling through the universe without a steering wheel. And you know what? That's all it is. So relax, kick back, have an extra glass of wine. Laugh extra hard, hug even more, especially this year with everyone being so raw. Let it go, buy less, love more, and hang out. That's my philosophy. Anyway, lecture over. We've got one more show before the end of the year. It was a surprise because my appointment setter program did not notify me directly. I happened to accidentally go and see that all of these appointments were booked. And so there we are, one more show today and next week. So I'm excited. Either way, it's wonderful, and we get to do wonderful things together. Today's show is with Carla and David Mine, maybe? They'll correct me, I'm sure. They are co-founders of multiple successful companies focused on health and wellness. So, you know, end of the year, changes, liberating yourself, challenging yourself to do things better. What a perfect way to end the year. Let's talk about success. Let's talk about healthiness and longevity and all of those wonderful things. They have e-learning programs, and I'm assuming David had cancer, but I'm reading this really, really fast, so they're going to let me know. Right, Carla? Right, David?
Hi. How are you, Rusty?
Oh. I'm living the dream.
Hello.
I live in the tropics. Can you hear me?
I do. I can hear
really?
You.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I live in the tropics. It's beautifully sunny. I woke up to about 40-degree temperatures here in southwest Florida, and I was just kind of trying to figure out what state I was in when I first woke up. But now it's both sunshine and beautiful 70-degree weather. Can't complain.
Hi, Rusty. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, thank you for having us on your show today.
I'm excited to meet you and learn more about what you two have accomplished. You sound like a power team.
We are. You were asking how to say our last name, and it's actually Miney.
Yes.
So it's not your name.
Miney.
It's Miney.
Got it.
So.
Cute. So, David and Carla, tell us who you are, what you do, and what makes you you.
So, I'd like to start off by wishing you happy holidays. My wife is currently out with 6 of our grandkids and 1 of our daughters at an event, and so we're having to split duty, unfortunately, at this time. And so you have me. I and Carla, in March of 2020, we decided to write a book called Eating to Live, Unlocking the Leaky Gut Code. And we were basically doing the sheltering in place that we were required to do in March. And my wife and I are serial entrepreneurs. And so we got bored and we were talking about how, you know, I had survived cancer and had overcome all these health issues. And we had learned that this horrible health that I had and compromised immune system and all this chronic inflammation and pain in my body was due to this leaky gut syndrome. So I decided to start writing the book, and my wife went back to school, and she went to school and became a certified functional nutrition counselor. And so then we, as I was writing the book, we co-authored our book. And so it's been a wonderful process. You know, it was interesting, Rusty, as I was reading, I went through all your website and read your background, and I can relate on the poverty things that you talked about and also being a single parent. I grew up in, unfortunately, through a period of time in poverty, and we were living off of food pantry, and I went to work when I was 16 to earn money to help feed the family. And I've been as a child and a teenager in that spot. And unfortunately, I went through a divorce after having 4 kids. And 20 years ago, Carla and I met. She has 3 boys. I had 3 girls and a boy, and we blended our families together. And we now have, you know, with the 7 children, we have 18 grandchildren, and we just had our first great grandchild, a little boy.
Wow.
Kason. And so
that's exciting.
Tell me, how old are your girls now?
I have a 27-year-old and a 16-year-old. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. Congratulations. That's how far apart my oldest to my youngest of my 4 kids is, 11 years.
That's awesome.
Like yours.
I think it's exciting that you were able to blend your families and at work.
You know, one of the secrets, kind of, you know, going along with your living and thriving concept that you're so passionate about, is that one of the decisions we made early on when we married is we made, because we watched other people's second marriages fail, we decided that I would be responsible for my kids. And so we had a 10-year-old. I had a 10-year-old that we ended up getting custody, and she came to live with us. And my wife had a 16-year-old son. And so, and then all the other kids were older, and we just decided that I would be responsible for my kids. So my wife, she was my daughter's friend. I was her son's friend, and so we never got involved unless we were asked and or we talked about it before we got involved in any kind of discipline or direction or any type of thing like that, because we just saw another relationship where there was such a battle between the parents and the one parent telling the other parents how to raise their kids. And, you know, the thing is, when you blend a family together, you know, those kids are raised under different attitudes and disciplines and so many different things that, you know, someone comes in and they just don't understand all of that history, and then they think they know better, and it just creates chaos and lots of problems. And so fortunately, we did that right off the bat, but my wife and I did do serious couples counseling to work through things that also helped. And so we do. We have just this amazing marriage and relationship, and we're partners and everything, and it's awesome.
I think that's awesome. And you know, relationships, whether it's romantic or not, it requires work, right? You know, as a parent,
absolutely,
we have to work to be better parents and better individuals in that relationship, as friends. It's always about taking that extra step, don't you think?
It's not just it is an extra step, but it's also just having an open mind and, you know, being compassionate and loving. And, you know, I think people forget that we all have weaknesses. We all, unfortunately, inherit from our ancestors. It can be one generation, two generations, three generations. We inherit things that just we don't know why we do certain things that may be negative or frustrating to other people. And so, you know, we just need to be patient and open-minded. And that's kind of the way that Carla and I pretty much approached everything. But we're both really strong will. We're both red. We're both go-getters, you know, and so, you know, we have our challenges, but, you know, we've learned to be patient with each other.
And I think that's key, because you grow and you ebb and you evolve and you challenge yourself and you get challenged and you get distracted, and, you know, you're co-inhabitating with another human being. And again, we're just large stacks of water surfing on a rock without a steering wheel. So our head is complicating the whole scenario, right? Just bend your knees and chill. And that's hard. It's hard for people because we genuinely have filled and stuffed our lives with things that I don't think have much meaning, you know?
Well, and then you throw on top of that our health, right? Whether it's mental or physical.
Yes.
I remember in 2015, you know, we're at the urologist getting a cystoscopy and finding out that I had three large tumors attached to the bladder wall. And so when you hear those words, you have cancer, you know, that throws your relationship into, because for 2 years we didn't know if I was going to live, you know, because I ended up with 21 tumors. It took three surgeries to remove all those tumors. And then I had two rounds of chemo. And finished all that in 2017, and then in 2018 was when we started figuring out why I had a compromised immune system, and why not only did I have bladder cancer, I had melanoma, I had also two other basal squamous cancers. You know, those are skin cancers, and it was because, you know, all the previous stress in my life, but I just was a person that had a compromised immune system. And so in 2018, we started learning really what was compromising my immune system that was causing all of this illness.
So let's talk about that, because as a celiac and as somebody who has a compromised immune system myself, I really advocate for a healthier way of being and living. And what you put in your mind, your body, and your soul comes out, you know, to me. That's the way I believe. And stress is a huge component of health, but food is too. And so talk to us a little bit about what leaky gut is first, and B, what kinds of things did you do to make things easier for your body and make your life a little healthier.
Okay. So let me just give you just another 30 seconds of all the health issues I was dealing with. So I had been diagnosed with colitis in my 20s. Then late 20s, early 30s, I got diagnosed with Crohn's. I was having a scope from 18 years old on. I was having a colonoscopy every year because of all the issues I was having in my whole digestive tract down through my colon. And then I got 1999 diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy in my feet. So starting in 1999, several doctors started putting me on medications. And so by the time I hit 2018, I was on 10 different medications. Five of them were prescribed by doctors that were prescription, serious medications like Lyrica, Cymbalta, duloxetine, finasteride, ED medicine. And then I had five over-the-counter that they had me on, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are called NSAIDs, like Advil, ibuprofen, naproxen, you know, and things for my stomach, Prilosec. I mean, it was just, it was unbelievable, and they just kept adding those on. And so the what was interesting through that whole process is I never, here's the thing that's so fascinating, Rusty, is we need doctors, right? They go to school, they get trained, they can look at our symptoms, but where we're at now with them is that the only thing they ever suggest is surgery or medication typically, right? They get no education or they get very little education for nutrition. And in my case, what was causing this leaky gut is that in your small intestine, you have these finger-like wall. It's all covered on the small intestine. It's called a villi. And they're really tight. They have really tight junctions. And their job is to only let nutrients through into the bloodstream that get distributed throughout the whole human body. Well,
right.
The challenge is that when we're in our 20s and 30s, we can eat, like, really poor. And we can deal with it, you know. And you see so many people taking Pepto-Bismol, Tums, you know, whatever, to deal with the heartburn. They've got gas and bloating, and they have all kinds of issues, right? That was me. And then I got that you know, I'd be in the fetal position, right, in my, you know, when I was in my teens and 20s and so much pain. And it's just, it was just unbelievable. And they just prescribed these different, you know, medications to deal with it. But no one ever talks about here is the underlying cause. And the underlying cause in your small intestine, when it becomes compromised. So my wife, when she was going through school, was given this great analogy. Think of this villi, these finger-like long strands that are inside, completely coating the small intestine. They get shaved down, and they get shaved and shaved till it gets to be like a Berber carpet, right? And then what happens is that the foodstuffs then open up these junctions that are supposed to be tight, and they allow particles into the bloodstream, bacteria, poop, food sensitivities that get into our bloodstream, and then the body reacts, the immune system reacts. My wife uses this analogy of the Army, the Air Force, the, you know, the Marines, you know, Navy, all of these are now sent, and they're attacking and fighting what's not supposed to be in the bloodstream. And then what happens is the body begins to start attacking itself, and you get what's called this compromised immune system. And so these conditions can become serious, where we get these thyroid issues, we get, you know, cancer, we get these all these autoimmune diseases because the body is fighting what can be. Not 100% of the time, but now they say over 150 Americans, which is half of our population or greater, are now fighting with a leaky gut because of our diet. So in my case, what we finally found out through blood work and doing journaling, my wife during school what they taught her and had her do what's called a food, mood, poop journal. We started journaling what I was eating and then what my pain was like and what my bowel movements were like. And I'm sure you're going to laugh, Rusty, and most people can't even relate, but I thought having a bowel movement every 3 to 5 days was normal. And my bowel movements were very painful. And, you know, and now today I've healed my leaky gut, and now I have 1 to 2 bowel movements every single day. And that's healthy, right? Newborn babies, every time they eat,
right,
they poop. I mean, that's the way the system is supposed to work. But because of our diet, and because of as we get to our 40s and 50s and 60s, we start having these health issues. We have these things that are just unbelievable. And so what do our doctors do? Is they prescribe a medication that can kind of alleviate some of the symptoms, or they start mixing medicines, in my case, and they start working against each other, and you make the situation worse. So when we started understanding that I had 30 food sensitivities, which has now dropped down to 16, and I'm getting ready to do blood work again to see if that drops down even dramatically. I had gluten, and because of the protein and the issues in gluten were going through and causing issues in my small intestines into my bloodstream. And, like, this will blow you away. Salmon. I was eating salmon 3 days a week for the omega-3s, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty healthy either. Well, for me personally, that's a food sensitivity that caused me a ton of grief. So I had to cut salmon out of my diet. My wife, I can eat spinach all day. My wife has a food sensitivity to spinach that causes her issues with her inflammation in her body. And so in 2018, when we started learning this, we then started taking those steps. We have a concept. You know, you were talking about the new year as I was listening to you introduce the show.
Yeah.
We're doing a concept this next year called a full year's resolution, right, where people can do, you know, small things that'll make a big difference if you do it for a whole year. A lot of people, they make this New Year's resolution, right? I've had I'm coming up on 4 years this next May that I've been working to completely turn my health around. So as of October 2020, I got off of every single medication. I take no medications. I take no over-the-counter medications. I am 100% medicine-free. Everything, my pain in my feet, my peripheral neuropathy is in remission. Cancer's in remission. My brain fog's in remission. My arthritis is in remission. My ED is in remission. Now, if you're listening closely, I say remission, because if I go back to my poor diet, all that stuff starts coming back. And so I'm 100% committed now, because I don't want the chronic pain. My kids thought I was pre-dementia because my memory was so poor and the issues I was having. And now if you talk to my wife, she will say I have an unbelievable memory. And so it's just been amazing. And we've changed all my health with food, by getting rid of certain foods and getting the right fats, you know, the olive oil, the coconut oil, the really healthy fats in my diet, get rid of the vegetable oils and the bad, you know, canola oils, you know, getting the things that will really boost my health, and then supplementation, vitamin D3, zinc, you know, those type of things that build the immune system. And so I could go on and on and on, and I'll stop so you can ask questions or make some comments, but we have totally made me a miracle, man, and we now are trying to help people think about next year differently, where they quit, you know, they do something for 3, 4, 5 weeks, and then they're done, right? They give up, whereas we want people to think about, okay, I'm going to make a full year's resolution, and we give them some tips, and they pick a tip, and they work on it. And, you know, hopefully year after year, they'll be like me, where they live pain-free, drug-free, and they're able to have optimal health.
I love it. And I will tell you, the neuropathy in the feet, Lord, they have every excuse on the planet as to why it exists. Last Friday, I have arthritis in every single bit of my spine. And all my discs are blown out, and you know, it's just a big hot mess back there. And so I can't run anymore, which was my stress relief. I blew a disc. It's totally gone. I have to go and get a block put in. The last Friday, I had 12 shots in my lower back and I fought it. I fought it and fought it and fought it. But the neurosurgeon was like, oh, the neuropathy in your feet is something completely different. It has nothing to do with your spine. And my pain was bad. It was like my feet were on fire and vibrating.
Yep, that's what I had.
24 hours a day.
Yep.
Yeah, and so when they did the shots, which was Friday morning, I will tell you it did not feel good. But by Sunday afternoon, that pain was reduced by 75%. Like, I could start feeling my toes again. It was really bizarre after 3 years of not being able to feel your feet, you know? So I think there's a time and place for medicine. I do think doctors are medicine-heavy. But I do think that, at least in my case, it reduced my pain 75%. I won't take pharmaceutical drugs unless it's absolutely, there's no other way. So my doctors tend to get a little annoyed with me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll live through the pain because I don't want to be on half of the medication.
Can I share with you how I put my... Can I share with you how I got the peripheral neuropathy in remission?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So the Lyrica that I was on, I was doing 450 milligrams a day, so three doses of 150 milligrams per dose. So I was taking it morning when I woke up, afternoon, and then the evening. And then they added Cymbalta on top of that. And then I've had three back surgeries. So I've had my back fused, my S1, L5, L4, L3. So I've been through back surgery, severe arthritis in my spine up to my neck. I couldn't bend my right knee, couldn't open and close my left hand. And for me personally, now you got to remember, functional nutrition or a functional medicine doctor, what they'll tell you is that every individual is different. Right. So what worked for me may not work for you. Right. But there are some similarities that you can try that make a difference. So for me, I went to pure water. I only drink water, and I drink, you know, close to 100 ounces a day if I can. And I completely got sugar out of my diet. Sugar inflames the body. And I wrote a paper in 2014, and I was doing some research for another book that I wrote. And what was interesting is in 1805, the average American consumed 5 pounds of sugar a year. And most of that sugar was fructose, right, which is from fruit. Very little cane sugar. In 2010, the American Nursing Association, they had a study done. The average American in 2010 consumed 130 pounds of sugar a year. And in the last 11 years, that consumption of sugar has gone up even more tremendously. And so what sugar does is that it really inflames the body, and I didn't understand that. And now I'm working with some amazing doctors. You'll see in my book, I work with Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dr. Tom O'Brien, Terry Walls. We're working with these amazing doctors, and of course, my wife, you know, being a certified functional nutrition counselor. And so, you know, I just didn't want to believe. So I tried to be 80-20. I tried to be 70-30. You know, then, you know, I moved to 90-10. And when I finally 100%, when Dr. Gundry was sitting with us and he says, David, do you understand that the food industry gets to hide sugar in the nutritional label? I was like, well, what do you mean they hide sugar? I said, when you go down it, you'll see the protein and you'll see all the things and you see the carbs, and they always show the sugar, whether it's, you know,
you know, alcohol sugar or cane sugar or whatever. He says, David, that is showing you the added sugar. That isn't the sugar they get to hide that's in the processed foods. And I'm like, I don't get what you mean. He says, look, it's a simple formula. They don't have to show the sugar that's in the carbohydrates. And that gave both my wife and I pause, right? And we're finding this out in, you know, January of 2020. And so I'm like, okay, explain to what you mean. So he pulled a box of cereal down. He says, okay, how much does that show in sugar? So I looked at it. I said, here's the sugar. He says, okay, that's the added sugar. How many carbs are in this one serving of this cereal? And so there was 30 grams of carbs, right? He says, how much fiber is there? I said, there's 1 gram of fiber. He says, okay, what you do is you minus the fiber from the carbs. So he says, do the math. And I said, okay, that's 29. He says, then take and divide that by 4. Divided by 4, that's 7 point something something. I said, yeah. He says, that's 7 teaspoons of sugar. Now add it to the added sugar, and that's how much sugar you're really consuming. It blew us away. And so we immediately stopped eating processed foods, and we look at the labels now because they get to hide all that sugar. So for me personally, it wasn't just the cutting out candy bars, or it wasn't just cutting out, you know, things that were obvious, right? When I really was cut out the sugar and I increased my vegetables and I increased my water and I made sure I got a good night's sleep, that pain dissipated. Rusty, here's something. When I tried to get off Lyrica years ago, I went and got 75 milligram Lyrica because I thought, okay, I'll take 2 doses at 150, and then at night when I take that third dose, instead of 150, I'll do 75 milligrams. In 2 hours, I was in so much pain. My feet were so on fire. I've always had to sleep since 1999 without sheets on my feet, and I always took my shoes off. I was in so much pain. And when I finally cut the sugar out, all the sugar, as much as I could, right? And I have fruit in season, and I only have 1 piece of fruit in a day if I'm going to have some fruit, and really got the good oils and everything. I'm off all medications, and I have no pain in my feet, no arthritis in my spine, no arthritis in my left hand, my knee, brain fog. It's unbelievable what I've been able to do with knowledge.
Well, and I think it's really interesting because we hear so much crap, you know, diet this, diet that, keto this, paleo that, blah, 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 blah. And it's really, at the end of the day, if you were to do 2 things to make your world so much healthier and so much better, just 2 simple things, triple your water intake and don't do anything processed. And that would make a world of difference in everybody's life, don't you think?
Absolutely. And then figure out for you personally what sensitivities are getting through your small intestine, going into your bloodstream, and creating the inflammation in your body. You know, with celiac disease, you know what a health challenge that is. But my question to you would be, what food sensitivity is getting through your small intestine into your bloodstream that's making that whole situation worse? Because you've got an autoimmune disease issue. But is anybody helping you with your diet or blood work or whatever so that you can figure that out? Then you can make a serious conscious decision if you want to make the changes necessary to get out of pain and get off those medications, if you're taking medications.
Nope, I do not
and
take
I work
my medications
to
my
am. Just so you know, Rusty, I worked with every doctor and said, would you come help me come up with a plan to get off these medications? I didn't go cold turkey off any medication. I always work with the doctors. I respect the doctors. My wife and I aren't doctors. And so, but my thing is that I am living proof, and that's why we wrote the book, it's my health journey, and then the last 10 chapters is what we did, the tips that we have that you, people can do. And at the end of the day, you have to be your own advocate, and we help turn people into scientists. We help turn you into a scientist or anybody into a scientist where they can track between food, pain, bowel movement, mood, and know if they can't afford to do the blood work, they can figure out on their own what food sensitivities that they have. That's what our whole e-learning and everything we put together is all about.
I think it's exciting, but I also want to caution listeners in two things. One, we're not doctors. Disclaimer. This is personal experience,
yep,
and what's happened personally. Everybody's physically different. Two, disease you can't necessarily cure, but you can reduce. So don't get excited and go out and stop eating all kinds of sugar and think that, you know, you're going to be 100% cured of whatever it is that you're going through. Again, not a doctor, just personal experience and what worked for him or me or whomever. All right, so that's
my little
disclaimer.
What was the main word I said, Rusty? What was the main word I kept saying about all my conditions? I said, I am in remission, and they come back.
Remission, exactly.
If I don't do the things that got me into remission, then the pain starts coming back, the problems start coming back, you know, and so, but anyway, we could spend hours and hours talking about this subject, and I know that our time's limited here, so anyway, it's been wonderful to talk.
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed having you on. Let us know where we can find more information about you and your wife and follow you if you're on social media.
So everybody can get our book for free by going to eatingtolive.com. And when they get there, there's two things they can do when they get on that page. They can take a quiz that could help them realize whether they have leaky gut or not, and then watch a video that, based on how they answer the questions, that tells them about the, you know, where they're at, and then they can get our book for free, download it as an ebook. We're on Amazon. We're also, my wife and I narrated the book, so it's on Audible and iTunes. But once again, they can get all of that on eatingtolive.com.
I love it. What is next on the horizon for your healthy self?
So, you know, for me, it's consistency. You know, as I was looking at your life journey, and, you know, looking at your, just going through your website and everything, you know, it's about, you know, as you say, we're on this floating rock, right? You know, with lava, you know, and all the issues that we have. And it's just figuring out how to be positive, how to surround yourself with good people. And then as you surround yourself with good people, my thing is, how can we help other people? Our 2022 is all about, for my wife and I, is number one, our family, and number two, how can we help other people, right? Whether it's with their health or they just need a hand up. You know, my wife and I we've been blessed with so much, and so our goal is just to figure out how to help other people. And so I am going to make a donation.
And I think we need way more of that.
Yep.
We need way more of that on this planet. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll make a donation, and we just love the work that you're doing, and we just appreciate you taking this time. You know, as you said, you got surprised that you had two more shows this year, but I appreciate you just having us on your show.
Yeah, I'm excited to share the information because, honestly, I always say you can have the same sense. You could have 10 people on stage, 10 very different-looking people, 10 very different accented people, and they could say the same sentence. to an audience of 5,000. And some of that audience will resonate with one or two of those 10 people, but others won't. So the more that we have this conversation, the more that we talk about these things, the more that we share our experiences, not only do we become more compassionate as an individual, but we get to learn and we get to understand that our little world, our little self-enclosed box, isn't the way the whole world works, right? And so we get to share that
Correct.
Experience and learn. And when something later on in life happens, we can be like, oh, dude, I remember so-and-so did this and this and this, and maybe this will work for you. Just like you did for me, saying maybe if I cut out all my sugar, I wouldn't be inflamed. And that's community. And that's what I love about what I do. I love being able to bring people in to have these conversations, to share, to learn about each other, and to thrive, because ultimately that's how you do, right?
Exactly.
So what are you doing for 2022?
I'm so excited. For 2022, I have an 18th book that I'm writing. I am doing, now that we're kind of one arm and one foot out of the COVID world, not going to say fully out of it yet, always a plot twist. I'm starting speaking engagements again, so I'm really excited about getting back out there and hugging people and, you know, supporting people in the best way possible and sharing people like you. My YouTube channel will be coming up, so hopefully your wife and you will have time sometime in the spring to come on video and have those conversations again.
I subscribed to your YouTube channel today.
Oh, good. There's a lot of fun people on this planet. Like, you know, Kill Cable, not necessary. There's just so many amazing people doing wonderful work, and I feel so blessed that I get to share them, you know, and find them and travel virtually all over the world and have these conversations of amazing, inspirational stories. And so for me, as you can hear in my voice, I'm very excited about what I do, and I get to do more of it next year. And so bring in 2022. I'm ready for you.
I totally agree.
All right, David, one more time where we can find more information for you and your wife, and I look forward to learning more about you and upcoming video, YouTube. Hopefully we'll be able to get that scheduled in the next month. And have a very happy holiday season, whatever it is that you celebrate.
Thank you. Once again, they can find all of our social media outlets and our free book and take the Leaky Gut Quiz on our website, eatingtolive.com. And we wish you a wonderful holiday season also. And, you know, for us, it's just being with our family. We love it.
That's all it's about, man. Those memories. Make memories, not paper waste.
So true.
All right. Take care, David. Give my best to your wife.
I will. And when you do the YouTube, hopefully we'll both be able to be on it.
Yeah, it would be great.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty, and this is what I love to do. One day, I will have bazillions of people to share with you, but today I only have around 3,000, but I'm working on it, and every day I work harder and harder to get amazing people to share their stories, to inspire you, to invigorate you, to throw a water bottle at you and say, come on, one more step, you've got this, because that's what this is about. It's to love you, encourage you, support you, and know that I love you, know that you're beautiful, know that you mean the world to me, even though I probably have never even heard your voice. But you're there, and you're amazing, and you've got to remember that. So high five to being on this planet, surfing like the rest of us, going through like the rest of us stuff. And you know what? If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. And if you don't, Happy Holidays, Happy Yule, Blessed Yule. You know, all of the traditions and love, mostly celebrate yourself. Celebrate your accomplishments, your little steps, your big steps. Even the times that you cried, and it's okay to cry. Totally normal. until next time, know that you're loved, know that you're beautiful, and hey, be kind. Please be kind. Take care.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Mm-hmm.